This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday denounced Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a violation of the founding UN Charter and international law and called out Russian threats about possible use of nuclear weapons.
We have heard implicit threats to use nuclear weapons. The so-called tactical use of nuclear weapons is utterly unacceptable. It is high time to step back from the brink.
The 193-member UN General Assembly is set to adopt a draft resolution, likely on Thursday, stressing, quote, the need to reach as soon as possible a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace in line with the UN Charter. Russia and China showcased their deepening ties Wednesday in a series of meetings in Moscow, closely watched for signs that Beijing might offer stronger support to the Kremlin for its military operation in Ukraine. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Wang Yi, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior foreign policy official, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday during his visit to Moscow. Calling the current situation grim and complex, Wang said that Sino-Russo relations have withstood the tests of the international situation and remain mature, tenacious, and stable. Relations between Russia and the West are at their lowest point since the Cold War, and ties between China and the United States are also under serious strain. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden has closed out his wartime visit to Europe by working to shore up partnership with allies perched at NATO's perilous eastern flank. Biden met with leaders of the Bucharest Nine Nations in Warsaw on Wednesday, the conclusion of his whirlwind four-day visit to Ukraine and Poland. This is VOA News. The UN peacekeeping mission in Mali says a roadside bomb has killed three peacekeepers and seriously injured five others. Annie Reisenberg reports for VOA.
MINUSMA said in a statement that the UN peacekeepers were killed in central Mali Tuesday when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The statement says that MINUSMA is one of the most dangerous peace operations for peacekeepers, with 168 peacekeepers killed in hostile acts since the establishment of the mission in 2013. Mali and the Greater Sahel region have been battling an Islamist insurgency since 2012, when Islamists took over the north of the country. The French army intervened in 2013 to help Mali take back control of the north, but withdrew from the country last year due to concerns about Mali's military government working with Russian Wagner Group mercenaries. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Israeli troops have entered a major Palestinian city in the occupied West Bank in a rare daytime arrest operation, triggering fighting that killed at least 11 Palestinians and wounded scores of others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The raid, which reduced a building to rubble and left a series of shops riddled with bullets, was one of the bloodiest battles in nearly a year of fighting in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Palestinian officials say a 72-year-old man is among the dead and over 100 people wounded. The brazen raid, coupled with the high death toll, raises the prospect of further bloodshed. A similar raid last month was followed by a deadly Palestinian attack outside a Jerusalem synagogue and the Hamas militant group warning that its patience is running out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A trade union representing teachers in Britain said on Wednesday it was prepared to recommend pausing a planned strike next week. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The National Education Union, or NEU, said if substantive progress can be made in talks with the government in a dispute over pay, they'll pause their planned strike. On Tuesday, the government offered to hold formal talks on pay with NEU on the condition the union called off next week's walkout. NEU's joint general secretaries said the government has to show good faith. The union's national executive is due to meet on Saturday and could make a decision to call off the strike if the government comes forward with a compelling offer, it said. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A brutal winter storm in the U.S. has knocked out power in California, closed interstate highways from the western state of Arizona to Wyoming, and prompted more than 1,200 flight cancellations. Schools throughout the northern states, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, were called off. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.